In each short moment, there's a touching in with the natural wisdom of awareness. And like I just said a few minutes ago, that awareness, then our natural wisdom, pervades everything, and it begins to be noticed that it pervades everything, that the natural perfection of wisdom is always present. It isn't a destination to reach. It's present in the here and now. It pervades everything in the here and now. We can't tap into that wisdom as long as we're caught up in self-centered concern or points of view. That would be another term for self-centered concern. In the openness of awareness, self-centered concern, and competing with other people, it just slips away. In the complete openness of awareness, there's no need to go for any description of anything. And that's when we really see the nature of reality, when we're not reaching for a description of anything. Then when we have that complete openness that includes all descriptions but doesn't try to control any of them, cling to any of them, reject any of them in any way, then paradoxically we're able to describe everything adequately. And so you see, this is natural wisdom. Wisdom isn't either description or not describing. It's the inseparability of the two. And so the more aware we become, the more natural we become. The more we see that we're just like everybody else. See, if we think, oh, yes, awareness means I never get angry, then we're automatically separating ourselves out from everyone else who is angry. Everyone on earth has these points of view that arise of anger. And so you see, if we think awareness is something, then we separate ourselves out from awareness and from other people. One of the key important factors about short moments of awareness is that it allows us to gradually get comfortable with the idea that the natural flow of our points of view, in other words, our thoughts, emotions, sensations, experiences, that the natural flow of this is perfect and that we don't need to control it, we don't need to change it in any way. And in order to do that, we're going to have totally intense emotional states that come up. Very disturbing thoughts, disturbing emotions, disturbing sensations. That's just part of it. The natural flow of points of view is that everyone will be disturbed. That's elementary. Everyone is disturbed. And short moments allows us to integrate that natural way of looking at things. Up till now, we may have not had a natural way of looking at things. We've just thought, well, if I don't control my emotions, I'm going to go crazy. Because what we've all learned is that if we don't control our emotions, we will go crazy. And that other people won't like us. And then we'll be alone, we'll be ostracized, we won't belong. However, we never learn that it isn't so much the emotion, but acting on it. If we act on the emotion and just start going crazy in a way that hurts us and other people, then we don't have any wisdom. We don't have any awareness. But in awareness, we see that this natural flow of points of view can't be changed. It's unpredictable. it's ceaseless, and its variety is so diverse that we never know what's going to come next. So just expect anything and everything. That would be an accurate expectation. And then as these points of view come, don't take them to be an indication that you're not aware. Because, of course, all points of view are evidence of awareness. And so if you're saying, well, I'm having this point of view, and it's evidence that there is an awareness, that's the violation of a fundamental physical law right there. And like you were stating, when you get intensely angry, that can be kind of disconcerting, except especially if things have seemed more easeful and restful for a long period of time. But with very, very disturbing states that you're just allowing without controlling them in such intensity, maybe for the first time, awareness may be more subtle than it is at the other times for you right now. But just know that what is important about that occurrence is that the obviousness of awareness was present. So that's the key. It's not so much not controlling points of view, but the inseparability of not controlling points of view, no regulation of points of view and awareness, the inseparability of no regulation of points of view and awareness. The obviousness of awareness in the natural flow of points of view without ever trying to change any of them. So you see, who knows what your next point of view will be? It could be anything. It's just like you were saying that all these things are going on, but they're not evidence of anything. The instant you take them to be evidence of something, then you say, the way I'm feeling is the cause of, in other words, in your case, being anxious and uptight, is the cause of my feeling disconnected from people. Cause and effect. Whereas, just by staying with short moments of awareness, you realize that all those cause and effect relationships that are imputed or imposed on the situation, they're just points of view appearing in awareness. Short moments, many times, that's it. No need to control the points of view. No need to find evidence of lack of awareness in points of view. Awareness is in points of view. Points of view are in awareness. Very easy. Very simple. When we gain confidence in awareness, then we're just hanging out. It's natural, just being natural. Now, how do we get to be natural? We stop controlling points of view, the flow of points of view. It's really completely humbling, because all anyone ever sees in realizing awareness is how much everyone is alike and how everything that comes about is naturally perfect. And so you see, that's at once humbling and thrilling. It's complete humility, but at the same time, it's the rush of reality. The rush of reality itself, completely permeated with joy. What joy at realizing that all these points of unit don't need to be controlled. That's incredible. Then we're just hanging out. Awareness has the ultimate sense of humor. And so, you know, it's important just to relax and be gentle with yourself. And awareness is in all points of view. So you can't really say that it's only this or it's only that. That's impossible. Awareness can only be talked about in a way that includes everything. In other words, where there's a complete openness of communication between all points of view. So this makes it easy. First of all, you don't have to change. What could be easier than that? You don't have to change any of your points of view, which has been the whole strategy of life up until now, changing points of view. Right? So now you realize you don't have to change any of these points of view and that you've never had to change any of them in order to be aware. You would have had none of the points of view if it weren't due to awareness. So you see, awareness is fundamental here. Awareness is fundamental. The complete release or relief from all points of view is to be found in awareness. In awareness, it's possible to just let the points of view be what they are and enter into an extraordinary level of intelligence, where you don't need to rely on a bunch of already present descriptions to describe how things are. And what this means is relaxation. Just relaxation. Okayness, just being okay. It's all okay. Nothing to be uptight about, even if we're flipping out within. And we may even need to flip out in our conduct too once and see that that is aware as well, that the present of awareness is in that. This gives great compassion to act like a total idiot and be aware while doing it. Very powerful. Then, that's the last time you have the impulse to act that way. Because this usually comes about after a long period of having a lot of confidence and awareness, and then suddenly out of the blue you find yourself acting like a total idiot. But you're aware, you're so aware, you're so awake. That's very leveling. Because see, then in your own experience you prove to yourself that nothing is excluded. And at the same time, you see what has motivated you to act impulsively, and you see what motivates everyone to act impulsively. So this is very powerful.